Seventh parak of Yevamos, Mishnah Aleph. Continuing halachas of Almonas, a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an almona. Kohen hedyot is not allowed to marry a divorcee, a grusha, not a chalutza, a woman that went through chalitza. So almona le kohen gadol, grusha ve chalutza le kohen hedyot. They had this illicit marriage with a kohen gadol le kohen hedyot. Ichnisaloy avde milug ve avde tzoin ba'azel. When a woman gets married, generally she brings in various possessions into the marriage. There's one is called Nichse Milug, which means it's under her responsibility. Just the husband eats the payrus, eats the profits that come out of it. So she brought in these Avodim that were in status Avdi Milug, which she's allowed to work with Avodim, but they belong to her. And Avdi Tzom Basel means Avodim that she brought into the marriage. She takes full responsibility. If they die, whatever happens to them, he has to reimburse it after the marriage is finished. So Avde Milug lo yochlu b'truma. The Avde Milug, which are considered her Avodim, should not eat truma, because she is, since this is a illegal marriage over here, mitzad the fact that it belonged to her, they can't eat truma, because she herself is not allowed to eat truma. Avde Tzom Basel yochlu, but the Avde Tzom Basel, which are considered completely under the responsibility of the husband, they consider his Avodim. As much as they're his Avodim, they can eat truma. That Avdi Malug means the deal is if they die, she takes the loss. If they went up in value or some milk or whatever came out of it, that belongs to her. Af al pi. The truth is the payers that come out of it belong to the husband, but if somehow it went up in value, it's her gain. Even though he's required to feed them, but they're considered her avodim, therefore they cannot eat truma. Once again, in the situation that she was illegally married to the kohen, if she's illegally married to the kohen, then she's kinyan kaspo and she can eat truma, and her avodim can eat truma. Avdim Basel means that if they died, it's his responsibility, and any profit made out of it, it's his gain. So that's considered his. Since he has full responsibility over them, they're considered his avodim, and they can eat truma.